Welcome. You are listening to Living, Loving and Learning, the blog and podcast on SolomonArrow.com.
The gospel is simple. It is the power of God unto salvation, help, healing, deliverance, prosperity, victory and rescue, defense, freedom and succor. Hello there. My name is Solomon Arrow. And I am delighted to have you listening in. Today, I am speaking on the topic, Simply Saved, Part 2. Closing your heart to Satan's lies. One of the lies Satan tells believers, especially if they sin, is that they are not worthy to receive anything from God. You may not be worthy in yourself. None of us is, but you are worthy in Christ to receive the benefits and privileges of salvation. It is not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us. By the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. That is what it means to be simply saved. The way you receive forgiveness for your sin is the same way you receive victory, healing, deliverance, help, and prosperity. It is through faith in His name. Another falsehood the devil perpetrates is the situation in which lots of people are made to purchase all sorts of bands, armbands, leg bands, amulets, holy water and other paraphernalia to get breakthroughs in their lives in the name of resisting the devil or causing witches and wizards to die. Through covetousness, they make merchandise of God's people, demanding various sums of monies or payments for various types of prayers and blessings. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. But you cannot purchase the gifts or blessings of God with money. But Peter said to them, your money perish with you, because you thought that the gifts of God could be purchased with money. There is simplicity in Christ, from which you must not be derailed unto perdition. But I fear that someone, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he who comes preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit, which you have not received, or a different gospel, which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it. Charlatans subject people to all manner of doctrines and prayers inspired by demons and cause suspicion, strife, and enmity between people and their neighbors, friends, co-workers, and even family members and loved ones, who in the long run lose the peace of God and allow demons into their lives and homes. Let us be careful, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. Concerning them who preach another gospel apart from the gospel of God's grace, Paul says, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. It is time to run the devil out of your life and the lives of your loved ones in the name of Jesus, and that through faith in his name. Be simply healed. Be simply helped. Be simply delivered. Be simply prospered. Claim your victory in Christ Jesus. Be simply saved. If you are not born again, I will say it 1,000 times. God is not counting your sins against you because Christ has paid for your sins. Simply have faith in the wonderful name Jesus for your salvation and the forgiveness of your sins. All it takes is to receive salvation as a gift. The essence of salvation. What is the essence of salvation? What is the reason for the new birth? The primary purpose of salvation is not to miss hell. That is a byproduct. The essence of the new birth is that we would have eternal life. Eternal life is not going to heaven or living forever, though it has those benefits or elements. Eternal life is the God life. It is having an intimate knowledge and relationship with God as his very own child, which is manifested in you being like Christ in this life, bringing glory to the Father. God is love. Knowing and having God is knowing and having love. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Eternal life is having the life of God in you, or better still, God himself living in you, such that you are complete in him, nothing missing, nothing broken, complete in him. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. Do you have eternal life? Or are you just playing church and practicing Christian religion or Pentecostal religiosity? It is time to get the life and live it. Let no man entangle you again with any yoke of bondage. Stand first, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made you free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. The gospel is simple. It is the power of God unto salvation, help, healing, deliverance, prosperity, victory and rescue, defense, freedom and succor. Salvation from God through Jesus Christ is full, free and simple. Romans 1:6-17 states, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." How you can receive salvation? Salvation is a gift from God. What do you do when you are offered a gift? Either you receive, that is, you accept it, or you refuse, that is, you reject it. Romans 10:9-10 states how you can receive salvation. The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that is, the word of faith which we preach, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. First, you must sincerely believe. Have faith in God's word in your heart. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Secondly, you must confess the Lord Jesus. The word confess is from the compound Greek word homologio, which means the same word. It implies to assent, that is, covenant, and acknowledge, confess, or profess. Confession is made. Give thanks, promise. It implies that with your mouth you acknowledge the Lordship of Jesus over your life, and with gratitude give your covenant promise in agreement with God's word that Jesus is your Lord. Your heart and tongue should be in agreement with the word of God concerning Jesus Christ and his promises. And when Jesus is Lord of your life, you must tell others that Jesus Christ is the Lord of your life. It is as simple as that. Simply Saved has been called from my book, Criminals Behind the Pulpit. Thank you. Do not forget to keep living, loving, and learning.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Solomon Arrow is an author, pastor, teacher, and speaker whose passion it is to help people become what God desires them to be and through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, fulfill his plan and purpose for their lives. You can contact Solomon through his website, www.solomonarrow.com.